Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host, Damon, and today I'm very excited to welcome to the show Paul and Marilyn Hatanaka. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Damon. Thank you for inviting us.
It's a lot of fun.
Hopefully.
It will be. It will be a lot of fun. Okay, so what has God been highlighting to you guys recently? Paul, would you like to go first?
Sure, why not? Recently, I went to the cleansing seminar, and that was a real revelation for me. Not only hearing about how God works and how God heals, but actually witnessing how prayer makes such a big difference in our lives, to see how that ministry could take a person that's suffering from Tourette's syndrome. And it was real obvious that there was one person there that had Tourette's. And right away, the assistance of Tim Davis went up to this person, prayed for him, and pulled him aside. He calmed down, and I was just amazed to see that, to witness that. But, God is good, and I knew that I would be learning something, and that to me is the most recent thing that I thought of that really impacted my life.
How about you, Marilyn?
For me, the Lord's been impressing to me about how important prayer is and our relationship with the Lord. Just the things that have been going on in the world. And I just see a lot of evil and how much more we need the Lord and pray, you know, trusting in Him that even though it's been difficult or challenging at times, we can trust in Him and just put Him first in everything.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I think that's something that has really been highlighted to me about both of you is just your posture toward the Lord and just how open you guys are to continuing to learn and saying, we don't know everything. We still want to, we want to know more. You know, I think a lot of people my age are looking at, as we get older, thinking of taking time off or retirement or, you know, just I'm going to spend my retirement years as just going on vacations or things like that. But I think it's so cool that you guys still have a posture of saying, you know, there's still more that we can learn about the Lord and more of our relationship that we can deepen even now. And I think that's so cool. And that's so exciting for me. Mm-hmm. One of the main reasons that we're having you guys on today is because when this episode is going to be released, the next Sunday is going to be Grandparents Day. And so we wanted to have some people come on that are grandparents just to be able to honor you. And then, but also to be able to glean some information, I wouldn't say information, some wisdom, some of the things that the Lord has shown you guys so that we, the younger generations can learn from you. So one of the questions that I've been mulling over and thinking about is, what is something that God has shown you in this season as grandparents that's maybe different than what He highlighted or pointed out to you guys during your parenting season when you were in the grind of raising your own kids? Marilyn, would you like to share?
Okay. For me, I think thinking about it, it was more, we never were taught how to raise kids. And so we just kind of go on what we felt was right. And I guess for me at the time, I felt like I need to discipline these kids. And a lot of times it was more of a, if they didn't listen, they would be punished. And that kind of, I don't know, not always, but that seemed like that was what was going to happen. If you don't listen to me, you know, I'm the boss or I'm the parent, so you listen. Otherwise, this is what's going to happen. There's consequences to what you, you know, what they decide. And so I felt like, yeah, a lot of times I was doing a lot of spanking and
it being was the bad cop.
Yeah. And being home too all the time with the kids. It just seemed like, I was doing, those times just kind of stood out to me. I remember even stopping the car because the kids were wrestling or doing something in the back. And I threatened to tell him, okay, you get out of the car. Ooh. But now being a grandparent, I think, okay, my time raising the kids are done. And it's up to the parents, their parents now, to do the disciplining or whatever, however they want to raise their mm-hmm. kids. And it's more of me just being there to support them, to love on them, however I can do that. And, I mainly just to support them, you know, because there are needs. Like, we have four grandsons, mm-hmm. and our daughter-in-law is stay-at-home mom, and she needs a lot of help. Mm. So just being there, supporting her, I think is, and God's given me that ability, so that's why I want to be able to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. A few weeks ago, I was taking my daughter to Rascals basketball camp, and you guys are there taking your grandson to camp too. I thought mm-hmm. that was so cool. Okay, so Paul, how about for you? How's the season being different than your previous parenting season?
Well, in parenting, I always felt my role was to support whatever Marilyn said. And I think there's some truth to happy wife, happy life. But I was there to back her up, basically. Mm. I felt that was more my role than to be the real bad guy necessarily. But if necessary, I would enforce the punishment as well. Mm. But anyway, I think there is a big difference today. Mainly, I think it's recognizing that there's such division in attitude about the kids today. Mm. And I see it not only the young people, but young adults too, that their attitude is different. Mm. And it's because, I don't know if it's our society or whether it's the news media, whether it's what you watch on TV, the things that capture your attention. Mm. But the kids are not disciplined. Mm-hmm. You know, they are whatever attracts their attention mm-hmm. influences them. And I for one want, you know, as much as possible try to direct them away from too much media. Mm-hmm. And I think Marilyn is right. As grandparents, our role is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And we noticed that immediately when we had our third grandson. Now we got four grandsons. So, but, you know, each one is a blessing, but a blessing in a different way. Mm-hmm. They're all individuals, and as a grandparent, it's interesting because you can hold their attention, you can laugh and smile with them and have fun with them, but they reach a certain age and they stop recognizing you that way because they're developing their own individuality, actually. And I laugh because I see it with some of the grandparents with even within Catalyst. They have grandkids and they're running like crazy in and out of things because that, you know, that being free at Catalyst is really unusual in that respect. And you want your kids to behave, especially in public, you know, but then you realize that, hey, they got their own thing. They want to run and jump and just play, you know, and you can't really blame them, but also you can't stop them either. And for me, it's just interesting because, I've played with all of my grandsons, and I made funny noises and stuff like that to make them laugh, and we've had great times. And yet, as they got older, they started to not so much rebel, but they got physical with me. Mm. And they wanted to do their own thing and not really listen to what I was telling them. And so really, I had to get to a point where I had to release them to God. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's something that as parents and grandparents, it's a hard thing to do, but mm-hmm. to say, you know, I want certain things, but if they don't behave the way I want them to do it, Lord, I'm going to leave it up to you. I'm going to turn them over to you. Mm-hmm. And that was a revelation for me because, you know, I could have a different attitude about them. Mm-hmm. I could still love them. And when I get angry at them, well, I realize, well, that's not going to do any good, you know. So I say, well, Lord, I tried, you know. And one of the things that we started to do early on was we started to give blessings to them. And we used a standard blessing. I mean, Lord bless you, keep you, protect you, and those type of things. And we did tell them, you know, that's, while we're saying those blessings, it's not me, it's God the Father. Mm-hmm. He sees everything you do. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that's saying these things to you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord, you know, smile upon you and be gracious to you. Mm-hmm. All these things. And it's the Lord that's saying that to you individually. So realize that these are words coming from God the Father. And slowly that started to sink in because we noticed that the kids wanted, all four grandkids wanted a blessing before we said goodnight to them and left them. And it was interesting because they even asked Tammy's parents, can you give me a blessing? So, and yeah, I'm sure it caught them off guard when they first said that, you know, but they started to recognize that, hey, that made me feel good.
Wow. That's an awesome practice that you guys have been doing to bless your grandkids. I think one of the things that has been highlighted to me, Marilyn, is that when we were talking about this and discussing it originally, and we were asking about the difference between the season and the previous season, is that you had mentioned that you're in a different place now than you were back then. Mm-hmm. Can you share a little bit about what that means and what that looks like?
Well, I think just growing in my relationship with the Lord has really made a difference for me, just seeing who I am in Christ. Mm-hmm. At the time when I was a parent, actually, Paul and I were not going to church when our kids were born. And it wasn't until, I think, Kevin was 9 and Greg might have been 6 going on 7. And so, even though we knew we had accepted Christ, he was not in our lives at that time. Mm. But coming back, we went to Cerritos Baptist Church. And so we were in a different place then, but since growing in the church and just little by little, you know, the Lord's been growing me, and I felt like the Lord has really kind of took me to a different level. Mm-hmm. Since coming to Catalyst, because he's just stretched me more. Mm-hmm. And helped me to trust him more and to rely on him more. So you know, that's why I think I'm doing a lot of things that I'm doing now, because of that, because I know that he's there with me. And if he's calling me to do something, then he's going to give me the ability to do it. So I don't know if I answered your question enough, but so I feel like, yeah, the Lord's just brought me to a different place.
I think that's awesome. And kind of like I mentioned earlier, I think you guys are such an encouragement to me, just to see how, you know, a lot of people might, age and my generation are looking at retirement as time where we can relax, but you guys are continuing to seek the Lord, continuing to recognize the ways that he can continue to stretch you and grow you, and that's so cool. And I think that is such a good picture for us of, you know, just the depths of who God is and how big God is that, you know, we can continue, we'll never know the fullness of God's love for us, that we'll never know the depths of how much he thinks about us and how much he cares about us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one of the things that we want to do as a church is we want to continue to honor the generations that came before us. And so as people that are in a previous generation than myself, is there any wisdom that you'd like to pass on that you feel like the Lord has really impressed upon you that you would like to share with the generations that came after you? Paul, would you like to go first?
Well, let me think about that a little bit because I hadn't really thought about that. But, you know, I think culture is very influential in our lives, you know, and I know that, you know, my parents were, they were Christians. We went to L.A. Free Methodist Church initially. And my brother and I used to take the red car from West Los Angeles area all the way to East Los Angeles. And we'd go to church by ourselves sometimes. But the preacher there actually was a Caucasian man. I think his name was Reverend Davis. But he used to preach about, you know, how all of us are sinners and we're going to go to hell eventually. So my brother and I often would sneak out of the message and go to a local burrito stand and have a burrito before we went home. And
okay, so I hope you're not telling us that we can go to the burrito stand and ditch Pastor Barry and hey, let's go to McDonald's.
Not at all. I mean, I'm basically trying to tell you that, you know, we've come a long ways. And you know, Catalyst has really taught us a lot. I mean, with our pastors, both of them, all three of them are, Pastor Sam, too. I mean, teaching us about our identities in Christ and who we are. And all that started to sink in. And I really appreciate that because, you know, while we learned a lot, even under Pastor Gary at Cerritos Baptist Church, we came to a point when we started attending Catalyst that we thought, gee, there's something different here. And the more we listened, the more we learned, we realized that, Pastor Barry has really matured. And he really has changed. He really has developed a relationship with God that allows him to rely on God the Father. And Catalyst was the impetus for us to start learning that and understanding that, you know, the triune God and especially the Holy Spirit makes a difference in our lives. And that to me has been the experience, learning so much more at Catalyst. And it's watching the development of our pastors and the material that we get from Catalyst makes such a difference in our lives. And so that has caused me to learn more and to resist the things of the world, basically. And because the trappings of the world are out there, we still struggle with some of those things, and some of them are cultural differences too. And the thing that I've learned personally is that you know, instead of relying on myself and my own cultural background and what I think or what I thought was what I should value, I put aside, and I've said, no, God first. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, if surrender mm-hmm. is the proper word, I think. Mm-hmm. Surrendering everything to the Lord has given me freedom.
And Paul's wearing a Be Free shirt. So. For those of you that are listening and can't see, he's pointing at his shirt that says Be Free. So he's experiencing more freedom. And so what I feel like I'm hearing you saying, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but is that the generations that are coming up, that are growing up at Catalyst, really have a head start because
Absolutely.
They are mm-hmm. learning these things from the beginning or from where they are right now. And so my generation and some of the younger generations, they're getting some of these truths and some of these experiences of what it looks like to walk with the Lord earlier and to take advantage of those.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, so Marilyn, how about for you?
Okay, what was the question again?
Is there any wisdom that you'd like to pass on to the next generations?
Okay, One thing is never give up mm-hmm. because I know there's going to be a lot of discouragement and feeling like, oh no, what's going on? You know, I fail as a mother or as a parent, but just be encouraged that God has blessed you with these kids and he will continue to be with you and not to give up. I remember sharing with Pastor Barry a lot when I was working there at Cerritos Baptist Church when we were there, and just some of the difficulties of raising kids. So I know as parents and even grandparents too, never give up on your kids. You know, they're a blessing from the Lord, and we want to hold on to that, continue to love them, and no matter what, I think.
Yeah, and sometimes that can be hard. I know from my own experience, sometimes it can be hard to love those kids, but no, God loves us even when we're like that too.
Right, right. That's the thing.
Okay, so before we close, one of the things that I wanted to see if you guys would be open to is if you'd be willing to pray a blessing for all the grandparents that are listening to this episode. And for each of the different holidays, we really just want to bless the people that we're celebrating. And so for this episode, we're celebrating grandparents. And so would you guys be willing to and open to praying for our grandparents?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Sure. Okay, thanks. So I'll leave it open for you.
You want to start?
Sure, go ahead. You can start.
Okay. Lord, we just want to thank you for the blessings of children and grandchildren. Lord, I know that they are a gift from you. And so we just want to impart a blessing to the grandparents, Lord, this gift that you've given to them. And I pray that you would protect them, that you would bless them with more of your love and protection, your mercy and grace and your goodness, Lord, that what's poured out on them, Lord, that they can give to their children and to their grandchildren. And so that's what we ask for, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Father, we just, we give you all the glory, Lord.
Yes.
And we recognize that it's all about you. Mm-hmm. And when we recognize that, we can surrender so much more to you. We can surrender our children, our grandchildren, and all the many blessings that you give us, Lord. And we don't know what's in store for us in the future, but you do. And Lord, I think about something I learned from Danny Silk in the Kylo messages that he's given our church. And Kylo stands for Keep Your Love On. And Lord, it's your love that we want to impart to everyone in Catalyst and even to those that haven't come to Catalyst yet. Because, Lord, you know in my heart that I have a longing for everyone that the Lord has placed in my path, in my life. And those are good friends, they're bad friends, they're people that influenced me. And because of that, I know that, you know, Lord has been with me all this time. And recognizing that, he's used these people that I think about and pray about, excuse me, to influence who I am. And I know that the Lord is only goodness. So I've learned from that. And so, Lord, I thank you that you have placed the children and even the grandchildren of parents within Catalyst, Lord, and that you've placed goodness in their lives. And so, Father, I pray for those at Catalyst would see and recognize all the goodness that comes from family and grandparents and children, grandkids. Lord, it's all about you. It really is. And so thank you, Lord, for Catalyst, because you're making us so much more aware of this. We love Catalyst, and we love Pastor Barry and how he has just transformed our attitude about who we are in Christ. And Lord, you never disappoint. And so, Lord, I pray that you continue to bless Catalyst, bless the people at Catalyst, bless those that are still to come to Catalyst. And we pray for all those who listen to our podcast that, goodness is in the Lord. Glory goes to the Lord. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for just reminding us and guiding each of us in our lives. Yeah, bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I have one last question for Marilyn.
Uh-oh.
So each Sunday, I'm usually setting up for recording. Mm-hmm. And each Sunday, I'm seeing you doing a different job, right? So some Sundays, you're on strike team. Some Sundays, you're greeting. I feel like you're like our most valuable volunteer. So what is it that continues to motivate you to volunteer for all of these different positions?
Well, I feel like, you know, even though I am older, I won't tell you my age, unless you want to know, but I felt like God has given me this physical ability. Mm-hmm. And even though I am older, I want to be able to use it for him. Mm-hmm. And when I see a need, and I feel like, okay, somebody needs to fill it, so I'm going to go out there. And God, you know, if you want me to do this, then you're going to give me the ability to do it. And what's kind of interesting, like you say, I'm in the strike team, so I take down stuff or put things away. And as I've gotten older, it's been harder sometimes to do some of the things. Mm-hmm. So I'm struggling along, trying to do it. And then these younger guys would see me and ask me, do you need some help? And so I said, yeah, you know, if you could help me, that'd be great. So that encouraged me, because it's, you know, we're a family. Mm-hmm. At Catalyst. And so just to see some of these young people come up and doing and, you know, helping me, then that makes me feel good. But I just feel like, okay, as long as I have breath to be able to move and do things, I'm going to do my best and do it. And I think there were empty spots for greeter. So I said, well, if we're coming every week anyway, why not, you know? So, yeah, that's, I don't know. I just felt like, okay, God's given me this. And I feel good. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think through just, okay, Lord, use me, then he's really blessed me.
Well, just want to say thank you for all that you do for our church. I mean, like I said, I see you every week volunteering in some different capacity. So it's just really a blessing to me to see just your heart for the Lord and your openness to serve in all of these different capacities. So just wanted to say thank you for what you do.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yes.
And thank you guys for both for coming on to the podcast and sharing with us some wisdom and blessing for the grandparents.
I don't know if it was wisdom, but you're welcome. And thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's great.
Okay, so for everyone out there, happy Grandparents' Day this upcoming Sunday. And until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.